as the first black female pilot in the U.S. Air Force, and then as a captain at United Airlines. Claiborne was just one of 25 black female pilots at United Airlines, according to her website. She's logged more than 23,000 flight hours. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alma Show.
It's a fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio.
Love great music? You'll find this weekend full of it during the Live in the Lair Memorial Day weekend marathon. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rocker, and Jimmy Kay.
Weekend evenings, 6 until midnight, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, then a couple of storms in the late afternoon, high in the mid-70s. Showers and storms possible again Sunday, high upper 60s. For Memorial Day, some afternoon and evening storms and a high near 70. Currently 57 degrees.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday, Dominic. How you doing, my little buddy?
Oh, man, happy Friday to you. Rich working hard on the board. Our fair audience, thank you for joining us. It's Friday. We air the grievances, and Crute, I have a grievance.
Don't you always?
You sold my email Scott Walker, who then sold it to Donald Trump.
Yes.
And now I get Donald Trump Make America Great 2024 again emails. And this one is hawking a t-shirt with Donald Trump wearing a crown. And it says the notorious DJT. The email says to me, when you come for the king, you better not miss. Democrats will have to learn the hard way. I'm not going anywhere. They thought witch hunts and sham trials were enough to take me down. And what a better way to drive home their failure than with my limited edition notorious DJT t-shirt. Order yours while supplies last.
What's your gripe? Well, I got the same email.
I just sent it to you. Oh, do you have it? You have it apart from my forward?
I believe I do. I believe I've got it twice now. I'm on. If you're on the email list, I'm on the email list.
You can unsubscribe. Don't check the box. Don't do anything. You never know what's going to happen. They'll bill you monthly.
Just give them your credit card. Trust them.
Trust it. Totally fine.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We trust that you will join us today and air the grievances. 844-967-2789. We got a fine guest joining us at the end of the show, Joe Walsh, former Republican congressman from the great state of Illinois, and he became something of an anti-never-Trumper. Hell, he ran for the Republican nomination, ran for president against Donald J. Trump. Talking about death threats. I bet you Joe's had a few.
Yeah, maybe.
Hell, you can go on Fox News and get a couple of death threats, Dom. I know that from personal experience.
Yeah, you got death threats? Come on, man. I don't remember you getting death threats.
Harm threats.
Harm threats.
I don't think anyone specifically threatened to end my life, just do bad things to me.
Like beat you up, break your knees. Was there any specificity or just?
Well, I thought it was very impressive that people did enough Google searching to look me up and find me and then find a way to contact me on my cell phone. Some emailed their threats. I thought that was a little less logical because, you know, you're leaving a print there. The digital footprint, that was part of what they talked about in the Trump trial, the voter deception trial in New York City today. Less salacious, less talk of raw dogging porn stars today, and more talk about metadata as they set the stage for the testimony of the fixer, Michael Cohen, coming next week, Monday, Dom.
I did see the AP was reporting that the prosecutors are likely to call just two more witnesses in Trump's hush money case. So obviously Cohen, who's the other one, you think?
Melania. Would that be a surprise? No one would see that one coming.
No. Man, you don't have to testify against your husband. I want to.
You know, we do have some sound of Trump. The trial knocked off a little bit early this afternoon. You know, didn't want to start feeding the people too much Cohen before the weekend. But let's play the reaction of Donald J. Trump. And I have not heard this yet, Dom. I didn't want to spoil my appetite for the broccoli. So I held off. And now I'm going to hear it along with you in real time. Donald J. Trump complaining, as he often does. Here's his Friday grievances, I suspect. Play cut one.
Certain people, anything's even mentioned, he wants to put me in jail, and that could happen one day, and I'd be very proud to go to jail for our Constitution.
That's not why you'd be going to jail, though. You'd be going to jail on contempt charges because you couldn't keep your pie hole shut.
I mean, that's what you say. I say I'm going to jail for the Constitution.
Going to jail for justice, is he?
For justice. For all you people out there, all you megas, I'm doing it for you. Now give me your money. A couple more from the Trumpster. Let's see your cut number four, please.
If it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 7 years ago. And, you know, we're talking about 2016. We're talking about something that goes back a charge of 2006. Think of it. We're talking about 2016. We're talking about a charge that's 18 or 19 years old.
I mean, I did it.
The whole case is fake. The judge is corrupt.
I did it, but it was so long ago. This shouldn't even count.
Of course, what he fails to mention is his own Attorney General, Bill Barr, made sure that the Department of Justice, the Southern District of New York, did not proceed with this investigation. That was the original catch and kill. Why didn't it drop 7 years ago? Because you, Mr. Trump, made sure it didn't through the appointment of Bill Barr.
Oh, he didn't mention that part? He's just leaving that little part off?
Okay. Well, and I love how they always pretend like they let Hillary off the hook after years of lock her up. That is such a falsity. The first thing they tried to do was find a chargeable offense against Hillary Clinton. And Bill Barr, I mean, you can be corrupt, but if there's no evidence of a crime, even Bill Barr couldn't find a rationale to charge Hillary. But they wanted to, and when you hear Donald Trump saying, oh, you know, I let my predecessor off the hook, okay, Obama's never been accused credibly of anything other than wearing a tan suit past Labor Day.
Oh, my God.
The real crime.
That you know, if you notice, Crudy, ever since Obama wore that tan suit, our country has been on decline ever since then.
Well, especially since 2016.
All right.
A little bump for the better recently, though.
Yeah, it's not been too bad. High milk prices, though. A couple more from
the former guy
outside. You should, man. Milk's great. Not even in a
white Russian. In its cheese form.
You don't drink cheese. But you can, I guess. So liquid cheese.
Well, I like to melt it and liquid drink it. But I don't drink milk. I'm not a fan of the dairy.
Are you from Wisconsin, man? Come
on. I eat cheese, man. If I'm going to say I eat cheese one more time, I will eat the snot out of some cheese.
That's not all dairy, man. It's just a little bit. What about you, like yogurt?
Oh, I do yogurt.
Oh, okay. So yogurt. Butter. Consider butter. Is butter dairy to you? Butter's dairy, right?
It goes good on a muffin.
Oh, yeah. Some
pancakes. Real butter, not that margarine stuff. Don't give me those.
No, the real
poly
Wisconsin, baby.
Soy stuff.
All right, a couple more. Let's hear Cohen. Now, my understanding, the judge today, prior to wrapping up the day, told the prosecutors, hey, you got to button up Cohen. We don't want him talking before he comes to testify. And I thought to myself, well, I mean, I get it. Maybe because the jury isn't going to hear what Cohen trash talks outside of the courtroom, right? Because they're not supposed to be listening to any news media. They're supposed to shut all that stuff out. So what, Donald Trump is mad that Cohen can say stuff about him, but he can't say stuff about Donald Trump.
But they have a different relationship with the court. He's the defendant. Michael Cohen is private citizen Michael Cohen. He's paid his debt to society. He might be under subpoena, but how the hell do you put a gag order on the witnesses at this late hour?
And even so, it's accepted. Okay, Judge. But the precedent has been set. Far as I know, Cohen has 10 times he can violate the gag order at $1,000 a piece before anything else would happen to him. So if I were Cohen, I would ignore it just like Trump. And let's see if there's really, you know, equal justice in this land. One more from the former guy. Two more. We didn't play the one. Let's do we do cut five yet? Let's do that.
There is no gag order to Michael Cohen. What the judge did was amazing, actually. Was amazing. Everybody can say whatever they want. They can say whatever they want, but I'm not allowed to say anything about anybody.
Now, I'm not clear that's entirely the case. We have a Hill piece. We'll get to that in a moment. Last cut from Trump regarding Biden and the inflation.
We had essentially almost no inflation, but we had 9% inflation, and that's a fake number because not everything was included with Biden. And if you add it all up, I think it's a 50% inflation tax. I call it the Biden inflation tax. So he lies. He lies about everything, including his golf game, because he can't hit a ball.
What? I mean, here's a case of projection. Rick Riley, a sports writer for Sports Illustrated. I did not know he was going to say that. But to accuse the other guy, to accuse, you didn't spoil it, Rich, to accuse the other guy of being a cheater in the sport of golf. This is the guy that claimed recently he won both the club championship and the senior club championship this year at Mar-a-Lago. Well, you own the joint. And unless they're selling mulligans, I'm pretty sure you're a big cheater. Guy wrote a book about it. Rick Riley literally wrote, I forget if it was a whole book or just a chapter in one of his books, about Donald Trump is the worst golf cheat of all time. And a big projector, obviously, Dom. I don't even think Joe Biden is a golfer.
Golf is such an easy game.
Golf is not an easy game. It's easier if you cheat at it. I didn't like that one. I'm going to hit another one.
What are rules? 844-967-2789. I want to get to that Hill piece regarding this gig, or let's get at least one caller in here. Mark, you'll be up. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us? Give you like 60 seconds.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, it's remarkable that Trump complains about the golf game lying, that because the guy did not win that golf game, those tournaments.
You don't know that. Improve your life, former President Trump.
What are rules? I say that with as much conviction as Trump says everything that he says. I mean, that if I have to stick to the same level of honesty that Trump does, I mean, I can say whatever I want about Mr. Trump. And Mr. Trump, every day he attacks violates the gag rule, if not in actuality in spirit. I mean, attacking the judge, attacking the people in the court, I mean, that's just, I don't know, it's just disgusting.
Mark.
Well, if you say it with conviction, Mark, it must be true.
Trump tweeted or Truthy socialed 14 times over the lunch hour. He broke the gag order, I suspect. More Devil's Advocates. We'll tell you all about it.
News from the center, WRCE. The Todd Alma Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Devil's Advocates, the radio show. Happy Friday, airing of the grievances. You can join us anytime, talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dom, you sent me an article. You don't think I already have the Rick Riley article? I have a differing source, The Guardian. And there is some breaking news, and I think we will talk about this. The Biden administration, according to the New York Times, concluded it is reasonable to assess, Dom, that Israel's military campaign in Gaza has violated international law. Well, that's ratcheting up the rhetoric a bit. Violating international law.
The Chiron on CNN right now says, yes, reasonable to assess Israel used American weapons in Gaza in ways inconsistent, quote unquote, with international law. Inconsistent with international law.
And we'll get to the phones in just a minute. Your grievance is here, but let me talk about golf for just a minute. Rick Riley was with Sports Illustrated for years, and the headline, he actually wrote a whole book about Donald Trump, the golf cheat. And Donald Trump said, and we played the sound, outside of court today, he accuses Joe Biden of cheating in golf. I mean, this is what you're famous for. This and, you know, bankrupting a lot of casinos and stuff. But cheating in golf's right up there at the top.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you.
Raping, cheating at golf, cheating on his taxes, cheating on his wife.
Overthrowing the government.
Oh,
come on.
Let's get that one out there as well.
That's the big one.
Donald Trump is the worst cheat ever, and he doesn't care who knows, according to Rick Riley. I always say golf is the bicycle shorts. It reveals a lot about a man, and golf reveals a lot of ugliness in this president. Riley, the former Sports Illustrated columnist, has written a book called Commander in Cheat, How Golf Explains Trump. It's rattling good fun, which also depicts the startling duplicity of the president as a golfer. Again, a quote from Riley, "You're mostly laughing, but at times you're crying. How did this happen? As a golfer, he really offends me. Cheating? Hate that. Driving carts on the green? Hate that. Wearing old Dockers, two sizes too small for him. Give me a break. Kicking your ball so often the caddies call you Pele. I so hate that. Most of all, I hate how stupid he's making our country look. I hate what he's doing to my planet. I hate what he's doing to kids at the border. I don't mind Republicans. I just can't stand this guy. I love golf, and he has set the game back 30 years. Just when it was becoming cool with Rory McIlroy and Ricky Fowler, we get the fat bozo cheating his ass off. Now, Doc,